Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of psychiatric consultation for Comprehensive Counseling Incorporation. Date of evaluation for all these patients will be April 1st, 2024. These are all medication review. And the first, please make sure that all these patients were seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Period. Date of evaluation for all these patients is April 1st, 2024. The first patient is Crowton Charles, CrowtonChales. His date of birth is 3/25/1994. Telephone number is 586-422-2. His date of birth is 3/25/1984, subject to Ajita. Mr. Charles was seen via doxy. He was cooperative, appropriate, and described that he has been doing good. He's taking all his bipolar medication, although his still weight is more, but he stopped using his CPAP, but he feels tired. I further explain the importance of CPAP, and he should continue that. He also indicated that he is coming to Michigan in April 17, 2024. He denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts. He describes he has seen Mr. Rash, his therapist. He was having good eye contact. His mood was euthymic. Affect was poor. His speech was clear. He looked positive. Our mood has improvement. Denies any side effect of the medication. He still maintained an Abilify 10 milligrams daily and Depakote 2000 milligrams at bedtime. He denies any suicidal thoughts. Denies any hallucinations or any paranoid vision. Patient was provided support and appreciate his adherence to the medication. But further emphasize that he should work on his diet to reduce his weight, to which he is claiming that he is doing it and he's trying to make it, although he claims that he is down with some weight. Period. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, undergoing several psychosocial stress of divorce from his wife, unable to see his children, but continue having therapy and compliance with the medication and appears to be stable. This is then the dictation done by Dr. Stogi. Follow-up appointment was given 30 days. Next evaluation is Anna, A-N-N-A-I-N-U-C, I-A-N-N-U-C-C-I. Her date of birth is 3/12/1954. Telephone number is 586-843-4154. Date of evaluation is 4/1/2024, subject to Anjita. Anna described that she is still living in Wallbridge rehabilitation program for physical therapy. He was diagnosed having pseudo gout and has been, for the last couple months, she has been in an extended care facility for physical therapy and rehabilitation. She described, otherwise she is feeling much better and she is taking all her medication. She felt sorry that she said that contacted me throughout the course of stay in the rehabilitation program, but she claimed that she is taking all her medications which was prescribed, that is season, Seroquel 50 milligrams and 25 milligrams at bedtime, melatonin 10 milligrams at bedtime, lamotrigine 300 milligrams HS and 50 milligrams in the morning. She describes she's not having any side effect, but she is get anxious. But she describes she is working on it and she is feeling better. She was alert, oriented, in good speed. Mood was pleasant, effect was appropriate. Speech was clear, thought was organized. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid movement. Judgment sight improved. I further discussed that she is doing better. And when she will discharge, she should always call my office and will make appointment to see her. So to see her date assessment, bipolar mood disorder, multiple medical issues, including gout of the ankle joint, arthritis, hypothyroidism, plan continue with support care and the plan. She has been getting medication to the facility but does not have any psychiatrist. The follow appointment is according to her, was given in 1 month. Prognosis guarded and expectation. Next solution is on Katlyn, KATYLYN, Carlesimo, CARLESIMO. Her date of birth is 8/27/1989. Telephone number is 586-854-6037. Subjective and object data. Katlyn is a 34-year-old, married Caucasian female who has been in treatment for ADD. Described that she has been doing very well and she was going through spring vacation for the kids and also holidays. She was overwhelmed at home with the kids. However, she is going to work program from today from 12 to 3. She likes, she has got limited time to go to work and she like it. She was alert and oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Effect was bright. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. There was no suicidal thought. There is no symptoms of hallucination or delusion. She has been compliant with the medications and treatment. I further discussed that risk benefit of the side effect and also encourage that if she has any problems, she should always report. Although she denies any suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination and delusion, compliance with the milieu and the treatment, assessment, attention deficit disorder, currently maintained on Adderall, 10 milligrams in the morning and noon, 30-day supply of the medication was ordered and application. Next solution is an stony cipher, Katherine, STONECIPHER, Katherine, CATHERINE. Her date of birth is 3/1/1990. Telephone number is 313-391-7214. Subjective Raja. Katherine is a 34-year-old single Caucasian female who is living with her boyfriend. She has been in treatment for bipolar mood disorder, having past history of substance abuse, and currently describes she is taking her medication. She is feeling better with the current treatment. Last evaluation, she want to change to Valium 2 milligrams per daily. That has been helping her, and she is not requesting for any benzodiazepine. She is also on Celexa 40 milligrams daily, lamotrigine 150 milligrams daily, Olanzapine 5 milligrams daily, and Trazodone 100 milligrams daily. She was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, effect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized, there was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, no involuntary movement. Patient was appreciated about her compliance, adherence, and looking positive. She was playing with her three-year-old daughter. PH assessment, bipolar mood disorder, symptom is stable, no use of drugs or alcohol, continued reality orientation, supportive therapy, follow appointment was given in 30 days. Next solution, Gaye Frances, FRANCES, her date of birth is 01091976, her telephone number is 248-310-27 6-8 subject to an Advaita. Patient was seen with a doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. This is a 48-year-old married of African female who has been in treatment for schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, and currently maintain an Abilify 30 mg daily, multivitamins, Benadryl 25 mg BID, and melatonin 10 mg at bedtime. Patient has history of non-compliance and having long history of mental illness. However, since she described that she is not feeling any more paranoid and not hearing voices, and she is feeling better. She was alert and oriented. Her mood was euthymic, affect was poor, speech was clear, thought was ironic. She denied any auditory visual hallucination, perceived feeling, persecuted delusion. Patient was further explained that she should comply with the medications and not to miss any dose because it is dangerous for her. To which she agreed. Patient has quite few psychiatric admission, and since she has been compliance with the Abilify, she has been doing better. Last evaluation, we have increased the dose of Abilify from 20 to 30 milligram because she was thinking somewhat paranoid, but with the current increase in the medication, she feels that she is doing better. Assessment, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, decrease in psychotic symptoms. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of apathy or restlessness. Continue with the supportive care and the planned prognosis guided end of the patient. Next solution is Ostrander, O-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-R. Ostrander, Alisha, A-L-I-S-H-A. Her date of birth is 7-21-1990. Telephone number is 248-928-3010. Subjective Anjira. Alisha is a 30-year-old single Caucasian female who has been treatment for bipolar disorder. Yet she described that she was doing good, but she, for the last month or so, she has been undergoing a lot of stress, and she knows it is because of the work, and she it looks like it is work is too much. She has to change her work time for only 4 days, and also regularly see her therapist. I further discuss that about the medication. She described medication is fine. She does not want to make any changes in Prozac 20 milligram daily and Lamictal 200 milligram at bedtime and 100 milligram in the morning. Severe medication are fine. Yet she described this time before working before make any changes, she like to make sure that she's so consistent with therapist and all to reduce her work program, and she believes that it is because of the work stress. Patient was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, motor activity was normal, denied any social thought, but feeling sometimes sad and overwhelmed with the situation. There was no involuntary movement, any symptoms of apathy, restlessness. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed, currently undergoing stress at work. She is working with a therapist to work on a situation. Medications for 30 days was ordered. The follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Prognosis guided and application. Next solution is on Nevenika Bozin, N-E-V-E-N-K-A, Bozin, B-O-Z-I-N. Her date of birth is 4-2-1949. Telephone number is 586-751-6275. Subject to Ajita. Nivenika is a 74-year-old married Caucasian female who was seen for follow-up. She described she has been feeling much better. Her anxiety is reduced, but she liked to continue her medication as it has been helping her a lot. Currently, she was watching television with her husband. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was present. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. No symptoms of hallucination and delusion. Patient has been compliance with the treatment. Patient was provided support, education about the medications, and increased deep breathing exercise, and also to follow with her medical assessment. To which she agreed. Assessment, major depressive disorder, making improvement, decrease in panic attack, continue with the medical care. I had sent the prescription for 30 days, prognosis guided. Next solution is our name. Kip Neiman, K-I-P, Neiman, N-I-E-M-A-N. Date of birth is 12. Date of birth is 12-16-1988. Telephone number is 586-260-0940. Subjective Ajivka. Mr. Neiman is a 35-year-old single Caucasian male who has been in treatment for bipolar mood disorder. He has been undergoing courses for completing his PhD, most probably in May of 2024. He described that he has been busy all day long, but medication is working. He has on clonopin 0.5 mg daily, wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily, fluoxetine 60 mg daily, and Lamictal started on 25 mg twice a day. He described the medication is working, and the Lamictal is, he believes that probably helping him. There is no involuntary movement or any symptoms of apathy or restlessness or any rashes. I further discussed since he is making improvement, I increased the dose of Lamictal to 50 mg twice a day, to which he agreed. I further explained his motivation, adherence with the medication, compliance with the treatment, and understanding his situation. He described and he has been doing very well. Patient was alert, oriented, his mood was euthymic, affect was approached, speech was clear. There was no suicidal thoughts or any symptoms of hallucination, delusion, no side effect of the medication. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed, period of loneliness, lack of social interaction, mostly busy in his education. I have planned, I will send the prescription of all the medications for 30 days, but increase the dose of Lamictal to 50 mg twice a day. Follow-up anyone was given in 30 days, end of dictation. Next solution is Lisa Sarha, L-I-S-A, Sarha, S-A-R-A. Her telephone, her death of birth is 11-15-1977. Cell number is 586-202-3442. Subject to Ajita. Sarah described that she has been doing very well. She is cooperative, pleasant, appropriate. Discussed she has a good time due to spring break of her daughter, and also spent 2 days taking rest. She described medication while she is doing good. She out of 5 tablets of Xanax, she used only 3 tablets. She described she used only if is needed. She also explained that she has been seeing her therapist, but she wants her therapist to be more active and also work on her issues, although she has opened up and working on her childhood stress, abuse, trauma, and other aspect of her life. Yet I further discussed it is good idea, and as I said, this is the best time she should open up her book and work on it, to which FDC was alert-oriented. Patient was provided education, support, and encouraged adherence to the therapy and the treatment. Also to work on her issues which are interfering in her life, to which she agreed. Currently, she has Remeran 50 mg at bedtime and Xanax given only 5.5 mg, 5 tablets I'm giving. I further discussed it and explained the risk, benefit, side effect, and also the possibility of developing physical, emotional, and addiction to the medication. She describes she is not taking CT only when she needs, and that's the only medication help her to improve her functioning. Patient agreed, and she is working on it, on her difficulties. Assessment, major depressive disorder, post-traumatic trauma, continue with the ELT orientation, supportive therapy. I sent the prescription for 4 weeks. And adaptation. Next solution, Rosemary Ayres, R-O-S-E-M-A-R-Y, A-S-Y-A-T-E-S. Her date of birth is 10-9-1950. Telephone number is 586-731-0776. Subject to Ajita. Rosemary is 73-year-old, single Caucasian female who has been seen for therapy and medication monitor. Otherwise, she is getting her Zoloft 100 mg daily and Depakote 750 mg at bedtime from Dr. Keiko. She describes the medication is working good. She is sleeping good, eating good. Denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid reason. she started some issues of chittering, clattering of the teeth sometime, and she does not know what has happened, but it is when she changed her mind, it will disappear. She also indicated that she still going to gym because her problem with the balance. Otherwise, she was happy, pleasant, coherent, logical. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Her German side seems to be okay. Patient was encouraged to compliance with the medications and treatment and follow with Dr. Peko for the medical management and the blood workup. To which she agreed, prognosis guided. 30 days, follow-up appointment was given in 30 days, end of dictation. Next question is Jackson Seri. Jackson Seri Rose, her date of birth is 1/5/1988. Telephone number is 313-718-3469. Subject is Ajita. Seri is a 36-year-old single African-American female who has been treatment for bipolar disorder, schizoaffective disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, and has been doing fairly well on the current combination of the medication. She has been seeing a therapist for the comprehensive counseling and describes that she is feeling better, sleeping good, eating good. There is no auditory visual hallucination, positive feelings. She wanted to know when she can reduce the medication. I further discussed that I have tried once, even low doses of syrup while she was not able to tolerate, and I will reduce once she gets a little bit more stable. To which she agreed. She is alert, oriented, African-American female, mood was present, effect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was organized, there was no involuntary movement, any symptoms of the seizure, restlessness. The education patient was provided education about the medications and the treatment. She is on Neurontin 100 mg, 200 mg twice a day, benzatropine 0.5 mg BID, Depakote 250 mg twice a day, Nicorette 4 mg, transmucosal gum tablet, Seroquel 100 mg at bedtime, Zoloft 50 mg daily, Trazodone 50 mg daily, Haldol 10 mg twice a day. A 30-day supply was other. His benefit side effect explained. Period. Patient was encouraged to continue seeing her therapist and compliance medication. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next question on James Shyla, J-A-M-E-S, Shyla, S-H-A-L-Y-S-A. Date of birth is 6/11/1989. Telephone number is 586-354-8053. Subject to Ajita. Salva is a 34-year-old Caucasian female who has been working with the attorney office and has history of ADD. She describes she has been taking her medication is helping. I further discussed since she has been pregnant, she should be aware not to take this medication. Also checked with her gynecologist and physician. But she described without medication she cannot survive, she become lethargic. She believes that the medication is helping her and she like to take only when during 4 days a week, four or five days a week. She is skipping the weekend period. I further discussed that, explain the risk and benefit, and also explain it is up to her, and she is taking responsibility. She describes she is taking responsibility, and she needs her medication. Everything is fine. Despite my best effort, explained patient wanted to continue the treatment. I have given a prescription for Adderall 10 mg daily and Adderall 20 mg daily. She described she was alert, oriented. She described she feel more coherent, logical, able to function better. She does not want to go down and drain during pregnancy. Patient was given insight into his treatment, education about the medication, but she still consistently want to take the medication. As her attention deficit disorder, continue with reality orientation, supportive therapy. I have ordered the prescription, but further explain that she has to check with the gynecologist and medical and do it accordingly, but patient has consented to continue treatment as such prognosis guarded. Next relation is Angela Jones, A-N-G-E-L-A-G-O-N-E-S. Her date of birth is 11/29/1954. Telephone number is 248-275-6649. PH, subject to Angela. Angela is a 69-year-old, single Caucasian female who has been treated for bipolar disorder, currently maintained on Seroquel 100 milligram. Seroquel 150 milligram. At that time, duloxetine 60 milligram daily and clonopin 0.5 milligram BID. She is still undergoing a court case because of drunk driving. So far, she has not received any letter from the court, but she is not on probation. So the fact she is doing all right, currently suffering from the cold. She was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, effect was appropriate, speech was clear. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid vision. Risk-benefit side effect, I explained. Patient was feeling better, but exclaimed that because of the cold, she is not feeling as good as it's supposed to be. But she liked to continue with the same medication. Prognosis got it. Therefore, I send her supply of the medication for 1 month and follow-up appointment was within 30 days. Next solution is on Gary Kolakowski, K-O-L-A-K-O-W-S-K-I. His date of birth is 10/23/1965. Telephone number is 313-220-1065. Subject to Angela. Gary was seen for follow-up. He was described, his mood is much better. He's not depressed or suicidal, but he was feeling down and fatigued. So his medical doctor has started him on testosterone, 200 milligrams every 2 weeks. When I further questioning, he has been taking testosterone off and on for the last many years. Yet he described with this injection, his mood become good, he feel better and more energetic, although his medical issues is still going on. For cervical spondylitis, the doctor does not want to give any epidural shot because the space is too little. They are planning to give an inner plug. Yet patient has been several medical issues, including having couple surgery on her back and having spinal cord stimulator in the lumbar region, but cervical region he was told that they are going to give a spinal cord stimulation, but there is not much space. Patient was cooperative, appropriate, attentive. He described his mood is better, but not doing good. He has no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucinatory delusion. Patient was given insight into his difficulty, is encouraged for the compliance. Yet there was no suicidal thoughts. He is living with his wife and the family and claimed that he has a lot to do and he will continue seeing his pain management doctor and also neurologist and cardiologist. Yet he described wellbutrin XR 150 milligram daily is working and he wants to continue with the same medication assessment. A major depressive disorder, symptomatically stable, continue with the supportive plan and medication. Next relation is David Sabo, DAVID SABO. His date of birth is 6/23/1977. Telephone number is 586-422-4840. Subjective Ajita. David is a 46-year-old Caucasian male who described that he has been doing all right. He's sleeping good, eating good, but he has gained some weight. His weight is right now 230 pounds. He has to work on his diet, he is going to see the medical doctor to get his complete physical and blood workup and send the report to my office. He's still taking flufenazine 5 milligram twice a day and also Japraxia 20 milligram at bedtime. Patient has history of schizophrenia, chronic paranoid type for long term and currently maintain a medication. He has been undergoing 2 legal cases and has to go to the court, but today he reported that he has to go back again to forensic center as it was recommended by his lawyer, and he has a court date on April 7th. Yet patient is alert and oriented, his mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. He denies any auditory visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. He described he is worried but not too much and taking his medication regularly. He's having good communication with his parent. He had no side effect of the medication, no problem with the medication. I further discussed that since he has been taking his medication and follow appointment, and also the compliance with the treatment, he should hopefully things should go in his favor, to which he wanted to be like this, but his attorney has been working, and whatever the attorney is saying, he has to do it. As for schizophrenia, chronic paranoid, currently stable, no suicidal thoughts, no involuntary movement, and his symptoms are very clear, restlessness. Plan continue prolexin 5 mg BID, olanzapine 20 mg daily, 30 day supply of Orzadol, no respiratory side effect, as pain patient considered for the treatment and end of discussion. Last evaluation is Murphy, M-U-R-F-E-Y, Smith Windy. Date of birth is 8-22-1962. Telephone number 586-278-8679. Subjective Ajita. Windy is a 61-year-old married Caucasian male, female who was in treatment for bipolar disorder, currently maintained on Abilify 15 mg daily and Bupropion XL 300 mg daily. So she was doing fairly well, but for the this month she was claiming that she has been having some stress and also getting some nightmares like that. She came and having some trouble in sleep, but she is eating all right. She denies any depression, anxiety, any emotions, any suicidal mental thoughts. She claimed that last month some guest has come to visit her and she has several communication. She is not clear whether it is a stress for her which might be causing this problem. I further discussed that it is hard for me to say, but again, if she feels that way, she should discuss with her therapist. Yet, she does not want to make any changes in her medication. She was alert-oriented. Her mood was euthymic, affect for the opioid. Her speech was clear. There was no suicidal thought, no symptoms of hallucination or delusion. She has been compliant with the medical medication treatment. Yet, assessment bipolar disorder continue with the supportive pop plan. A prescription for 30 days was sent. Follow-up appointment was given when 30 days under dictation.